Burning Tigris by Peter Balakian.
The Burning Tigris, the Armenian Genocide and America's Response, opens at Faneuil Hall in Boston in November of 1894. It was there in that place called the Cradle of Liberty, important because it helped spawn the American Revolution and later the abolitionist movement, and after that, the women's suffrage movement. So how appropriate that there at Faneuil Hall, the first mass meeting of Americans on behalf of the Armenian massacres of the 1890s commenced. And so the book opens here in chapter one, and I want to read you a piece of Julia Ward Howe at Faneuil Hall, the eminent feminist who presided over the meeting that evening, and who was the president of the International Association for the Friends of Armenia. Chapter 1. The light in New England in late fall is austere and clean and rinses the white steeples of Boston's Congregational and Unitarian churches, the red brick of the State House, and the gray stone of the Back Bay townhouses. Even the gold dome on the white cupola of Faneuil Hall reflects its luster. It's November 26, 1894, the Monday before Thanksgiving, a windy and clear evening as men and women file into Faneuil Hall from all over Boston and from the suburbs of Cambridge, Watertown, Winchester, and as far out as Quincy and Andover. They've come to this public meeting place near the harbor to talk about the most pressing international human rights issue of the day. Julia Ward Howe takes the podium that evening and commenced what began America's first international human rights movement, the movement to bring relief and aid and rescue for the Armenians at the hands of the Ottoman Turks in the 1890s. Dressed in her usual lilac satin gown, black flowered silk cloak, and small lace cap, Julia Ward Howe was eloquent that evening. And she said, "It may be asked, where is the good of our assembling here? What can a handful of us effect against this wicked and remorseless power so far beyond our reach? The walls of this old hall should answer this question. They saw the dawn of our own larger liberties. They heard the first indignant plea of Wendell Phillips when, in the splendor of his youth, he took the field for the emancipation of a despised race which had no friends. So on this sacred arena, I throw down the glove which challenges the Turkish government to its dread account. What